A new museum has opened in the Bay Area, but this museum isn't like most. It doesn't have lofty ceilings or marble floors or big displays. This is a museum with a message. Health News Florida special correspondent Carol Gentry takes you inside the mind of this unusual museum in Clearwater.
Think psychiatry has nothing to do with you? Think again. The whole field of psychiatry has gotten into every facet of your life.
That scary voice is just one of many you'll hear when you walk inside the modest storefront museum in downtown Clearwater, sponsored by the Citizens Commission on Human Rights. The group, founded by the Church of Scientology, calls its museum Psychiatry, Industry of Death. It's a quiet office-like setting with soft lights on its 18 exhibits. Displays include historical photos, posters, and large flat-screen TVs playing dramatic videos on the evils of psychiatry. On the videos, people talk about being hurt by the mental health system. Some professionals on screen agree. American University psychology professor Jeffrey Shaler says too many psychiatrists have a distorted view.
They basically believe that everyone is mentally ill.
Psychiatrist Thomas Zaz, author of The Myth of Mental Illness, died in 2012. But his image lives on in the museum, chiding colleagues for turning every human failing into a treatment opportunity.
You smoke too much, it's a disease. You're too unhappy, it's a disease. You're too thin, it's a disease. You're too fat, it's a disease.
The exhibits cover 19th and early 20th century horrors, including asylums and lobotomies, along with modern scandals in insurance fraud and pharmaceutical markups. Several state and national mental health groups turned down our request to review the videos at the museum. They say they don't want any hassles with Scientology, which has a reputation for litigation. One who did speak is Stephen Kent, a sociology professor at the University of Alberta, where he studies new religions. He says Scientology's founder, the late L. Ron Hubbard, tried to get recognition for his alternative approach to mental health in the 1960s. But after the medical profession snubbed his ideas, he declared war.
Hubbard was increasingly frustrated with why Scientology wasn't being adopted into the mainstream, and he wound up blaming psychiatry.
Kent says the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, CCHR for short, makes some valid points about early mistakes in psychiatric treatment and about today's pop-a-pill culture. But he says it doesn't credit recent advances in diagnosis and treatment of severe mental illness.
You will never see, never, a single word of praise for mainstream psychiatry in CCHR.
Diane Stein, executive director of the Citizens Commission in Florida, says the museum is just one facet of her group's work. Trained volunteers staff a hotline for patients who say they're being held in a hospital against their will or who think their pills may be harming them. Stein says her group is not opposed to all mental health treatment, just the part that's unnecessary.
You know, we're a mental health watchdog group, so we're finding abuse. Okay, here's the abuse. You know, correct this, fix this. But we also want to be a part of the solution.
The museum includes some controversial exhibits, including one that links prescription drugs to mass murder. With each mass shooting, the video displays the name of the gunman and the psychoactive drugs he was prescribed. It builds to a frenzy.
Killing and dismembering 17 young men and boys throughout the greater Milwaukee area.
Charged with the raping and killing of a 7-year-old girl in a woman's bathroom.
Life imprisonment for drowning.
Wayne Hilton of Tampa doesn't agree with the anti-psychiatry message because of what happened to his son. The boy began hearing voices at 15, and he feared that Nazis were taking over the world. Now that his son is on psychiatric drugs, Hilton says, he's stable and nearing high school graduation. Hilton says psychiatry is not an industry of death.
They saved my son's life. I guarantee you, if we had not gotten my son to the right hospital, to the right psychiatrist, to the right medication, he would not be alive today. There's no doubt in my mind.
For Health News Florida, I'm Carol Gentry in Clearwater.